I know you were working late last night, yes, and you were seeing the deals as they were done. The highlights for you?
Well, the highlights is obviously Mesut Ozil to Arsenal, a huge deal for them, you know, smashing their transfer record as well, nearly three times the amount they've ever paid for a player. That was probably the highlight. Late deals going through Marouane Fellaini to Everton was a huge deal. To Manchester United, that was a huge deal, and that triggered on a knock-on effect that three or four deals went through very, very late.
Why do they have to be so late? What is it? Is everyone waiting for one move then another?
I think so. I think certainly with that Fellaini deal to Manchester United, that triggered several deals. So I think once that went through, then Everton were able to go and buy, and other teams as well. It triggered. I think even the Gareth Bale deal triggered Mesut Ozil to Arsenal as well, and they wouldn't let him go Real Madrid without signing Gareth Bale.
Because it was like the worst kept secret in football, wasn't it? Everybody knew that, yeah, the Bale deal was there and ready to go, but Spurs were quite canny, weren't they, in hanging back?
Yeah, I think that's probably right. I think they held on to the last possible moment to try and hinder the rest of the clubs, certainly over in England now. And I think Tottenham did great business through the transfer window. I mean, we've seen the Gareth Bale deal. It's a huge deal.
And such a lot of money, Kevin.
It is.
£300,000 a week.
Yeah, I know. And we're talking, you know, in the present climate, you know, a lot of regular people can't relate to these transfer fees and the wages that a lot of the players are getting right now.
So how can they be justified?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, we've seen over £600 million spent through the window as well, which is an incredible amount of money. FIFA or UEFA Fair Play have come into play. It's supposed to be in play. It's supposed to help the lower clubs to try and compete, but they can't. I mean, it's huge, vast amounts of money that's been spent, and I don't know what can be done. I think it's going to start to slow down, certainly over the next coming years.
Did any clubs do particularly badly this time? I know there are a couple I can think of.
Yeah, I mean, I think Manchester United would have liked to get their targets done early. They did get Fellaini in at the last moment. I'm sure they would have wanted to bring in more. I think even Arsenal.
Yeah, lots of fans not that pleased about that, though.
Yeah, I mean, they bid for Fabregas very, very early. I think if they'd have got the Fabregas deal sorted, that would have pleased a lot of the Manchester United fans. But I think certainly for David Moyes going into Manchester United, he probably wants to have a look at the players he's got right now. He wants to maybe restructure in the coming years. He's got a six-year contract at Manchester United, so it's going to be a long-term plan for him as well. So we'll see in the coming months and years how that goes. But I think certainly Tottenham, for me, look like they've done the best out of the top four, five, six clubs.